Drummer Joe Westerlund is a busy man. He plays with Triangle-based band Megafaun, as well as Califone and Durham's Mount Moriah. But recently, he's been working on something else altogether. It's called Grandma Sparrow and His Piddle Tractor Orchestra. Westerlund describes it as a psychedelic children's song cycle for adults. Reminds me of Frank Zappa, Monty Python, and Firesign Theater. Joe joins me now to talk about it. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Eric.
So somebody described this record to me as a children's record. So when I got it, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, it'll be like Harry Nilsson's The Point some of the They Might Be Giants stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to it and I said, it's not anything like that. It's really not a children's record, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's just something that we made in the style of a children's record, maybe, or it has childlike themes.
Yeah, it's whimsical, but, and it's got lots of bits going on, and a lot of, maybe you can outline some of the characters on the record.
There's Grandma Sparrow, who's kind of the ringleader of the weird psychedelic circus, and then there's his nephew. Grandma Sparrow is a him, and his nephew is named Aloysius, who is named the clown prince of Piddle Tractor. And then there's also a lot of other, like, minor characters like Tristan Wimbley, the Squirnky, the Reindeer Predator, Tinkle Minus is another one.
Well, we'll start off, we'll play the Piddle Tractor Town Hall Welcome Anthem, and folks should know that in this song cycle, Piddle Tractor is a town, right?
Yes.
Hello!
The other thing about this, Joe, is there is an arc and a storyline here. You know, Aloysius has gone missing, and
you know, there actually isn't too much of a story.
Right.
It feels like it. Yeah, I think the story is more or less made up from the music. How it started was, I just started kind of calling myself Grandma Sparrow and making up these silly songs just for friends. And even sometimes they just pop up in the form of poems. And the story just kind of appeared while I was making the record. And I think, like, the strongest through line to the whole thing is that, yeah, Aloysius has gone missing and Grandma Sparrow may or may not have abducted him. But I think outside of that, it's just kind of like an introduction. That's how I think of it more of, anyways, is just an introduction to each character.
Tell me a little bit about This Is My Wheelhouse, which is one of my favorites on the record.
This Is My Wheelhouse is you're entering the lair, which is the wheelhouse of Tristan Wimbley, who is just, he's a little kind of a brooding figure in the land of Piddle Tractor.
This is my wheelhouse. This is your skull. Diamonds and tapestries are lining the wall. $12 silver dollars, your pocket is full.
The touchstones for me in this record, I'm a good deal older than you, and it sounds like that a lot of them are just things you're discovering just now. Because when I listen to this record, I go, oh, man, Joe must have grown up listening to Spike Jones and Dr. Demento. But it seems like that's not really the case.
A lot of my, like, focus and training has been centered around improvisation. like I love jazz music. I love free improvisational music and experimental music. But then a lot of it's also just centered around pop and like Beatles. You know, I mean, my dad was always playing Beatles records and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Bob Dylan. And so there's lots of memorable melodies. But then there's also, in my life, I've had this kind of more esoteric and experimental drive, you know, that's always kind of propelled me through my searches for the next thing that is I'm going to get obsessed with.
Tell me about the Pig's Milk Candy Cane song.
We wanted to just have this character, this particular character, whose name is Little Wendell Wienertoe, have a different voice and kind of a suave voice. So we sped the tape up while we were recording it. And then when you play it back at the normal speed, once everything's recorded, the vocals sound really low.
Right.
You know, and deep in it.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody else's voice.
It's the pig's milk candy cane, the hurdy-gurdy understain, the marmaladed pony's mane, dilapidated monkey brain, possums full of puzzle tears, and crows that grow Dakota beards. It's time to eat your food. First you take the pig's milk and you boil it dry. Then you steam the gurdy with the pony's mane. Stir them up together, add them all.
Joe Westerlund's recording is called Grandma Sparrow and His Piddle Tree Orchestra. It's out this week, and it may or may not be a children's record.
Dry your eyes and sniffle and blow your nose on. Take your candy cane, feed it to the crows. It's the pig's milk candy cane, the hurdy-gurdy understain, the marmaladed pony's mane, dilapidated monkey brain, possums full of puzzle tears, and crows that grow Dakota beards. It's time to eat your food.